Welcome to the Golf Industry Uncut. On-demand audio for the world of golf like never before. Exclusively on THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Network. Now, here's your host, JB.
Welcome everyone to THP Radio. I'm your host, JB, and today we have a new episode of the show called The Golf Industry Uncut. Each episode of Uncut will feature one of the great insiders from the golf industry, and they'll be placed in the hot seat to discuss equipment, technology, and the entire landscape. This week, we welcome Danny Lee to the show to talk about equipment. Well, and with Danny, who knows what we're going to talk about. Danny, welcome to the show. You ready to step into the hot seat?
Yes, sir. Hello, everyone.
THP Radio is your new twist on on-demand audio in the world of golf, and the Golf Industry Uncut is your complete access to the equipment world that you're craving info on. The way the show works is easy. Once the record button is pressed, there's no editing done until the show ends, so you hear it all. Our only rule is a simple one. Every guest must be accessible either on the THP forum and through social media. So before we dive right into it, where can they find you on Twitter?
Twitter, at the real Danny Lee.
At the real Danny Lee. And he can also be found on the THP forum under the username USTMamiya.
Correct. And also can be found on Instagram too as the real Danny Lee.
So you're the real Danny Lee, not the PGA Tour player?
No, that guy's fake. So
makes sense. First question, we've been working together for going on 8 years now, but how did you get started in the golf industry?
By accident. I actually went to University of Texas, graduated from school in 2000, and couldn't find a job, and just kind of fell in golf by accident and fell in love with the game. And that's how I started back in 2000.
Now, you said you found it by accident. How does that come about? I mean, how did somebody find the golf industry by accident?
Well, just actually went in for a part-time job for the summer just to tie me over until I could find something full-time. And when I started working at this retail shop, kind of fell in love with the game and just wanted to pursue it a little bit further. So spent 6 years there on the retail side of the business. And then from there, spent 5 years at Bridgestone Golf. And then the last 4+ years at USTMamiya.
Now, as you just said, you came from Bridgestone Golf. You made the switch from a club company to a shaft company. It's not entirely uncommon, but not real common either. What are the biggest obstacles and the biggest differences from a marketing perspective?
Well, you're from a brand perspective. When I was at Bridgestone Golf, we were marketing to the end user. It was a little bit easier that way. Whereas now with USTMamiya, we're more of a component company. We're manufacturing shafts for all the basically all the major OEMs and the smaller retail accounts and whatnot. So when you look at the focus of where we need to market to, it's a little bit different because you still have the consumer taken into consideration, but you also have to take into consideration what the OEM is looking for. So it's a vast difference in terms of who we talk to and who we communicate the message to.
Now, when you came on at UST, kind of a lot was happening. And what was like the biggest thing that you thought from a personal perspective, that one idea that you thought was going to be great, but then you looked at it and said, you know, it would have been great for clubs, but for the shafts and being a component side of things, it just doesn't work.
You know, honestly, it was the category, you know, irons. You know, when I wasn't on the OEM side of the business, I always thought, you know, graphite was the direction and way to go, right? And then when I went to the manufacturing side, I'm like, hey, you know, now I get to put this theory into effect and kind of develop something here at USTMamiya. It was a lot harder than anticipated just because the perception of what, you know, players out there are still using, whether it's on the tour, whether it's at the recreational level, you know, majority of golfers are still playing steel shaft in their irons, which is kind of crazy if you think about it, you know, with the technology that's been developed in woods, fairway woods, and hybrids. Everyone is playing graphite, and to not play that and it's not transitioning to irons it never made sense to me.
Now, we have a fun promotion going on for a couple more months. It's been going on for a couple of months, obviously, already. We're two lucky THPers. Each month, go to UST, no charge. Can you kind of walk them through what's been happening?
Yeah, for sure. It's been really good. I mean, we've been really excited about doing it this year versus last year. Last year was awesome. It was just more, you know, having everyone in at once. And then this year is slightly different. What we're doing is having two people come in, basically come in typically on a Friday, get a education of who USTMME is and education of the products and then technology behind.
Don't forget the donuts. Maybe. Donuts.
Yes. Hey, take it easy. Let me get into that as well. So they do get the donuts, but that's, you know, that's obviously Josh likes it more than anyone else though. So let's be real. So yeah, donuts. And then they get a tour facility, how a chef is made, basically going through a chef fitting and then get new products, whether it's, you know, the Callaway XR16, first couple months, and then last month was the Cobra F6, F6 Plus, or even the LTD. And then lunch, you know, at the facility, and then dinner that night. And then the following day, we go test the products out of the real golf course to see if it actually performed the way it tested inside. Because I always tell these people, you know, 50% of the 50% of it is fitting indoors, and then 50% of it is playing and having confidence in the product. So 2 days of really fun and education, but really, you know, the friendship that you get out of this is the pretty cool thing about it. So
it sounds like a great time, and we still have a couple more that people will be able to sign up for.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, it's free, right?
It's free, and you know, you get UST shafts throughout the bag, including a fitting by the guy on the other side of this microphone here.
Now, yeah, I give the fitting to Lindsay. She does all the fitting. I get credit for it.
Well, you better hope they turn out well then.
Exactly.
Before we continue, I want to remind everybody that they can discuss these topics and all the topics on the THP forum with thousands of golfers every single day. And of course, discuss, follow, debate, and interact with Danny on Twitter at TheRealDannyLee, not to be confused with that tour pro. And if you include at THP Golf and the hashtag THP Radio, we can include future questions if Danny decides to come back on or if you guys decide you want him back on. Next question. When asked about UST, we recently put out a survey about, give us one word to go with a shaft company. And when asked about UST Mamiya, the readers almost unanimously said recoil. Now, is this something that's tough to combat, being known for a single thing? And after that, can you tell us a little bit about recoil for the readers that just know them as graphite shafts and what makes them unique?
Well, to answer your question, no, I don't think so, because really we made a concerted effort several years ago when I joined the company. We analyzed the marketplace to see where we can, you know, exploit weaknesses. And if you look at the driver category, it was pretty overcrowded. It was something that, you know, pretty much everyone was doing and doing it well, whether it was, you know, our competitive set. But the one thing that everyone really forgot was iron shafts. It was, you know, like, hey, they think, you know, that the big steel company, they dominate, so, you know, we want to compete in that category. But we felt there was a need for a graphite iron shaft that would fit tour players as well as your 30 handicap. So that was a big decision 4 years ago, where we focus our efforts, focus our message, focus our marketing, focus our advertising on recoil. And so that's paid dividends, obviously, with everyone on THP talking about recoil. So that's you know, that's a good sign that our marketing and advertising message is working. At the same time, you know, we're looking to diversify ourselves in the near future with wood shafts. We're something that's unique, and hopefully that will take the market by fire. So we're definitely developing stuff there in that category, but awesome that people know recoil. And to kind of answer your question, what recoil is, I mean, it's a pretty cool technology story. When you look at iron shafts and how we develop iron shafts in the past, and we've always been guilty of just making it, you know, really heavy, really stiff, very boardy feeling, just because when you look at carbon fiber, it's a lot lighter and is a lot stronger than the steel counterpart. So when it's a lot lighter, the sheets are a lot thinner, so you're adding lots of layers to that particular shaft. The end result, what I talked about earlier, was it was a dead feel. The shots were very inconsistent in terms of trajectory control, in terms of launch conditions, spin control, and stuff like that. So recall was for us an eye-opening experience where we took a look at what steel did really well, which is there's a low hoop effect on the butt end of the shaft, which results in better energy transfer, more consistent dispersion, and also better recovery of the shaft. Now, when you apply that to a carbon fiber shaft, carbon fiber is a lot more efficient than a steel counterpart. It's 67% more efficient. So the shaft will recover a lot quicker. The end result is tighter dispersion. Carbon fiber dampens the vibration better. It's also better feel, better on your body. That's, you know, people want to say, hey, when I get older, I want to play graphite. The reality is that these young kids playing AGA, GAs, they're beating their bodies up by hitting thousands and thousands of range ball. This will prevent injuries long term. So this is a side benefit to playing recoil, but it's a real tangible benefit long term as well. So not only do you get better dispersion, but you get better consistent results overall.
What do you think when you're looking at the entire landscape of shafts, and maybe it helps that you've had some THPers in there the last year meeting you and talking with you and learning about shafts. What is the most overthought aspect in regards to shafts?
Torque. Everyone talks about torque, but they don't understand what torque is, right? I mean, it's a real simple explanation of what torque is, the twisting at the bottom. But you got to define it in a borrowed term with what head manufacturers are doing as well. Torque to us is the most important thing that we see from it. It's really feel. We've made shafts that have, 2 degrees of torque. We made shafts that have, 7-8 degrees of torque. And then depending on player profile, the main thing that they tell us about that is torque is about feel. And feel translates into how they will deliver the club head back to impact, more important than anything else. If we look at our ProForce VTS wood shafts, we developed that in mind with, we look at 5 different things in the shafts, weight, butt flex, mid flex, tip flex, and then torque. We developed that shaft profile with everything identical, with only one variable changing. And the one overwhelming thing that came back was torque had the biggest influence on how someone felt about that particular shaft. Off a robot, it's non-existent, but off with a human being, it's very applicable to how they feel about that particular shaft.
Is it safe to say, based on the testing we've done, that the lower the torque, almost the harsher the feel for amateur golfers?
Yeah, typically, because a lot of times when you have lower torque, it's typically we're using higher modulus material to get that torque down. So higher modulus typically equals stiffer feeling. So when you have a stiffer feeling shaft, yeah, definitely it's going to feel a little bit boardier. So you have to somehow compensate for that, in the different section of the shafts, which is cool about graphite. We can do that. We can control the different sections of the shaft, like I said, the bud, mid, and tip, to be able to get a profile that fits that guy swinging 100 miles per hour or that girl swinging 50 miles per hour to be able to feel the shaft.
Or guys swinging 100 or 50 miles an hour?
Yes, that exists on the internet, but I've never seen that. Well, I take that back. I've seen it a couple of times, but internet golfers.
Yeah, we have a few of those.
You have a lot of those.
They're all honest. No lies here.
Until they get on a launch monitor.
Those things are made up. It's all smoke and mirrors. Snake oil, that track man is.
It is. That's why it's only good thing I only paid a car payment for it, basically.
So it's time for Fire Away. 10 topics. First thing that comes to your mind, nothing about golf. Are you ready?
Oh, nothing about golf. What the heck? All right, go.
What is the best sandwich and from where? And I know you know this one. We've talked about it.
Best sandwich? What are you talking about? Is that, it's got to be like a banh mi sandwich from a Vietnamese shop down in the little town, Chinatown in Dallas.
For some of our readers that may not know the banh mi sandwich, can you tell them what's in it?
Basically, it's a French baguette, and then you have basically accoutrements of like lettuce, cucumbers, cilantro, you could have some kind of mayo in there spread, and then you could have different types of meats like chicken, pork, steak shank, stuff like that. So there's different variations of it. But typically, you know, pork is probably the number one choice for most people.
And yes,
very good. Tasty.
You guys did hear it right. Danny used the term accoutrements.
Yes.
Okay, next question. Who are the worst fans, Cowboys fans or Longhorn fans?
Oh, Cowboys fans for sure. They're still holding on to the 90s. Whereas, hey, I'm a Longhorn. And
and know, also holding on to the 90s?
No, 2005. What are you talking about? Vince but Young?
He doesn't count. He was like 38 when he played there.
He was probably actually 40. That's why he's been in jail a couple times. So.
Okay, you have a last supper in the Dallas-Fort Worth area before you move. What restaurant are you going to?
Ooh, probably eating all-you-can-eat stone crabs at, I forgot the name of the restaurant, I'm on blank here, Trulux.
All-you-can-eat stone crabs in Texas. Interesting.
Yes, very good. They it's chilled. They go ahead and bust out the claws already, so it's just pure meat. So I could eat probably about 40 of those and good to go.
And a good and mustard sauce with it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sick afterwards, but yes.
When not watching golf, what is your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? Man, I'm drawing a blank now. I don't watch TV anymore. I have two kids.
Interesting. That is the entertainment you need, huh?
Yes. I get tired because by the time the two-year-old is asleep at about 9:30, I'm beat.
Favorite choice for the morning, Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts, which Lindsay lost the bet this past weekend and was supposed to bring it in today, and she did not. And I didn't get coffee because I thought she was bringing me coffee.
That's pretty weak.
It is.
Lunch choice, Whataburger versus In-N-Out. The reason he's laughing is because I was just there in his office, and we went to lunch and went to In-N-Out, and I asked him this question.
I actually prefer In-N-Out.
You know you can get murdered in Texas for that.
It's a good thing no one from Texas has listened to this.
Favorite city to travel for food?
Ooh, favorite city to travel for food.
In the U.S.
It's got to be Chicago.
Good choice. Speaking of Chicago, what are the best pizza toppings?
Pepperoni, Italian sausage. Meatballs.
So meat.
Yes, meat. Meat lovers.
Last movie you saw in the theaters?
Holy cow. it must have been Transformer, the original one.
Oh, so it's been a number of years.
Yes. Like I said, you know, these two kids, I haven't watched a movie in a long time. And plus, my wife likes the romantic, sappy stuff, so I try to avoid that.
I was under the impression if you have kids and you need a night out, you just put them in a cage. Is that not true?
Well, typically you put them in like a little cage. It's like a like for dogs, you know? You
right.
Put them there and you're good to go. So
there you have it, gang. We want to thank Danny for coming on the show and talking to us. You can join us on the THP forum to discuss and debate everything we talked about here. And of course, follow along on Twitter at THP Golf and at The Real Danny Lee. Don't forget to head over to iTunes and subscribe to the Hacker's Paradise so you never miss an episode of the Golf Industry Uncut, The Dean Has Spoken, or On the Tee Box. And don't forget to leave a review with your thoughts on iTunes on what your favorite THP radio show is. So for myself and, of course, Danny, we hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Golf Industry Uncut. Bye, everybody.
THP Radio on the Hacker's Paradise Podcast Network. Your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.